The Question One campaign made a lot of promises during the run-up to Election Day. Jobs, tax revenue, a boost in tourism. And in the final days before the election, the campaign brought in Sean Scott for the final sales pitch. He appeared in debates, did press interviews, and appeared in a television ad that ran just before Election Day.
My family and I have been spending time and investing in Maine for nearly 20 years, creating jobs and tax revenues. What we know about Question One is that it's great for all of Maine.
But voters were unconvinced. The Associated Press called the race about an hour after polls closed. With about half of the precincts reporting in late Tuesday, Question One was losing, and losing big. Towns all over the state rejected it, including communities in its proposed location in York County. And Scott, who lives 11 time zones away in Saipan, appears to be a big reason why.
Big fat no.
Old Orchard Beach resident Denise Rogers said she isn't ideologically opposed to gambling, but she voted against Question One anyway.
I, born and raised in Old Orchard, I've always been an advocate for gambling, casinos. But this guy, I don't like the way it was worded.
Other voters in Old Orchard Beach were reluctant to provide their name, but several also expressed misgivings about Scott. Some even called him Shady Sean, the nickname given to him by the opponents of Question One.
I heard a lot about Shady Sean, and it's not good.
I just have a feeling that it's not all kosher, so I don't want to say yes.
Chuck Rogers, also of Old Orchard, echoed others who voted no because of Scott.
And I'm not a big gambling fan anyway. You have a business that is designed to, so people will lose their money.
Scott has always been known as the primary beneficiary of the casino proposal. Question One was written so that only he or a company he controls could apply for the gambling license. But his active involvement and funding of the campaign was effectively hidden for more than a year. And it remained that way until April. That's when his sister, Lisa Scott, was forced to disclose that a complex network of domestic and offshore investment firms had spent over $4 million just to get Question One on the ballot. All of the firms were connected to Sean Scott and his business associates. The new disclosure triggered an investigation by the Maine Ethics Commission. And 4 days before the election, the commission voted to fine Lisa Scott and the four campaign committees she controls $500,000, a record penalty, for not reporting the funding sources. Attorneys representing the Scott family have vowed to appeal the fine. Whether the ethics decision affected the election is unclear, but there seems to be little question that voters were wary of Sean Scott. And Democratic State Representative Louis Lucchini of Ellsworth said there's a good reason for that. Lucchini has been critical of the casino initiative since it launched nearly 2 years ago. He's one of two lawmakers that called for the ethics probe.
You know, that really showed that, you know, big out-of-state money will come in and try to buy laws, and that it's good to see tonight that Mainers aren't okay with that and that they can notice that and will vote against projects that really don't benefit us but that are funded by out-of-state people.
Scott addressed the election party at Bruno's Restaurant and Tavern shortly after the AP called the race. He appeared to shrug off the result, despite millions of dollars he and his associates pumped into the campaign.
This didn't go our way, but it's just how things work out sometimes.
Scott said he still believes the York Casino is a worthy project, but he has a long way to go to convince Mainers. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.